my radio, but that's okay. We're good.
Sorry.
No, we're good. I'm really excited, and I bought a bathing suit that will fit. So that's at least good.
That's good.
Yeah. And my fiance has a 7-mile hike planned for me. Nisa's laughing.
That sounds
which will be really horrifying. Interesting because just walking up the stairs of the library, I'm out of breath.
Where are you taking a 7-mile hike?
I have no idea.
Hopefully somewhere flat.
Yeah, I don't think it is, God. Though. I don't think
like,
it's flat.
I'm concerned for you. I feel like you're going to like need food during the thing.
Yeah, I'm going to bring snacks okay, and lots of water and a backpack and stuff. But
oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, I don't really know how I feel about it because I guess there's like a guide. And I mean, what? If I'm not feeling it, I will turn around.
That sounds horrifying.
Yeah, I'm kind of horrified. So
actually, it sounds actually really beautiful. I feel like the hike is going to be amazing.
Yeah, but I probably won't have time to really like look around and stuff. Mm-hmm. It'll be more me like huffing and puffing and okay. wanting to die.
And wanting it to all end.
Yeah, pretty much. So this week we will be discussing how we feel about falling in love at first sight on a trip. Whether you meet them on an airplane or on a nude beach in Hawaii. How do you feel about love while away? I mean, they do say, while away, we should play.
Winky face.
You're so lame. So this could also mean, like, even if you're on a flight, too. Like, just traveling or if you're at the destination. So what are your thoughts, Jeff? Do you think you can find true love either traveling to get to the destination or at the destination?
I mean, my mom and my sister have watched way too many episodes of The Bachelor and all these like St. Lucia, St. Croix, like, you know, oh my God, I'm so in love. You know? I want Chris Harrison's job. Like, Chris Harrison's job, he seems like such a baller, just suited up all the time.
Are you admitting to watching The Bachelor with them? Because you seem to know a lot about the show.
Yeah, I've definitely watched it before, yeah.
That's nothing to be ashamed of. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Kate. Yeah, DJ Wonderlust. That is nothing to be ashamed of.
No, I think that's awesome. My fiancé won't watch it with me. I really want him to. He won't do it. But I think that's really awesome that you will do that. You will make someone very, very happy.
Oh.
No, that's true. So what about on an airplane? Like, even if it's, I don't know, how many hours? You're going to Hawaii. What is that, 5 hours? Do you think you could find love at first sight on a plane?
You never know. Like, I mean, in these planes these days, like, I know Emirates planes, I don't know if Emirates flies to Hawaii, but they even have, like, bars on them and stuff, you know? So it's pretty easy to
get pretty messed up.
You know, when you're on a long flight like that, you're up and you're moving around and, you know, like anything to pass the time, you know. I mean, you never know what might happen.
Yeah. No, that's true. What about when you get to the destination? Do you think that's kind of weird? Like, you meet someone and then do you feel like obligated that you have to stay with them the whole trip and spend time with them?
I think it would probably kind of depend. I mean, you know, if you guys were having fun together, I mean, might as well just keep enjoying it. But I mean, I would hope you wouldn't find like, or wouldn't have to worry about like a clinger if things started getting kind of.
A clinger. You know. I mean, you did just meet this person. Like, they could be like a weirdo,
and you just like, you don't know it.
Yeah, and you That's really kind just of don't freaky. Know it. And then you like start like hanging out with him or her, and you're like, heck are you doing? Like, why do you have that knife in your hand?
Oh my God, why that's scary. That's like the worst scenario.
Oh, well,
you jump like 0 to 100 so fast,
real quick.
I mean, you have to think the worst.
So Jeff, have you had a fling on a trip?
Ooh. Oh, what about in Spain?
When you were abroad, really. You didn't meet anyone?
I mean, I met people and stuff, but I wouldn't say I had any flings while I was there. I guess not really that type of guy, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, what about you, DJ Pop 10? Let's start out with the question. Do you think you could find true love on an airplane ride to Hawaii?
I think you can find true love anywhere, but I also believe that there's not your one true love. There's, like, many true loves that you could, technically have. There's not your one true love, the one person that you're meant to be together. I feel like there's numerous.
Yes, there is.
I disagree with that. I feel you got to keep your options open a little bit.
Oh, my God. That's the most
Kim Kardashian
thing.
In the building over here.
No. because, listen. Speaking
terrible.
Of Kim. No. There's not just one person for you. I believe that, like, if you do find that one person, you can believe that there's one person for you. But I also believe that, like, after, like, if you get a divorce from that person, that there can be other people for you. You can't just, like, be like, oh, that was the one.
Okay,
bye.
But
that's true.
Thank you, Jeff.
I see with that situation, but what if you stay with that person forever?
Then that was the person that you were obviously meant to be with. But if you're with someone and you're like, oh, my gosh, like, I'm so meant to be with them. But then you guys start fighting and then you guys, like, then divorce happens and then the kids are getting 50-50 custody. And I watched a lot of Teen Mom this morning. So, like,
oh,
I'm kind of like that mindset is in the back of my mind right now.
Oh, my gosh.
But
I still
think if you get a divorce and then you meet someone else, like, I know so many people's parents that have, like, gotten divorces and totally met someone else and are, like, 100% super happy. Because that's
so
who they were really meant to be with.
You don't believe in true love or love
no.
at first sight?
No, I believe that, like, that can happen to some people. But, I mean, the odds, the divorce rate's so high these days that, I mean, you can't really believe that one person that you should. And, like, if you have that mindset, like, oh, but we were meant to be together. But, oh, my gosh, he's cheating on me.
I mean, sometimes
you know,
you just
then
gotta
he's probably not meant to be with you and you can't stay with him. You had great kids with him. Bye.
Sometimes you just got to forget about Sarah Marshall.
Oh, my gosh. I just watched that.
True.
I watched it on
that
Saturday.
That was in Hawaii, you guys.
Yeah, I know. So we got to definitely.
We'll talk about that.
But that's totally like him. What was his name in the movie?
Jason Segel?
Yes.
Yeah.
But what was his name in the movie?
I don't know. I know he was like a musician, right?
Yeah. And he did. That was the funniest movie because I literally just watched it. But Jason Segel goes there for Kristen Bell following her. I forget her name in the movie, but that's her name in real life. And then ends up
with. Isn't it Sarah Marshall?
Oh, yeah, Sarah Marshall. And then, good gosh, what am I thinking? just literally had the biggest blonde moment ever. And then he goes and ends up with Mila Kunis, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of love at first sight.
Yeah, I see. Like, obviously, he wasn't meant to be with her, but he was meant to be with. Yeah, I agree with. I, like, totally agree that you can have love at first sight. But I also agree that, like, somewhere down the road, even if you're not married and you've just been with this person for, like, so many years and you're like, oh, I think I'm meant to be with them. But then you're like, wait, I don't actually think we're meant to be together. I think it's just because, you know, I thought at one point that we were meant to be together. But then it's like, we're not actually meant to be together. I don't know.
Okay, so
that sounds kind of like a Taylor Swift song.
Seriously.
I'm actually
writing
music
on
it right
here.
Now.
Okay, so once DJ Pop 10, once you arrive in Hawaii, do you think you can find true love there once you're on your destination?
I think you can find true love anywhere, but I also think that you have multiple true loves in your lifetime. You end up with the person that you're supposed to end up with, I think. But I think you have multiple people that you're supposed that you could potentially be with. I don't think there's one person that you are meant to be with for the rest of your life. I have to think this way because I have to keep, like, my options open because, like,
oh,
I'm
gosh.
An option person.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so have you ever had a fling on a vacation?
No, I haven't been somewhere long enough.
Oh, my gosh,
where
you guys
I
are boring. What the
oh,
heck?
Oh, let's listen to your flings on your vacation.
No, it's just you go somewhere and then you're like, oh, you know, you
I
kinda
can
want to flirt
up.
With someone.
No, because it's like I've only been there for like a week.
So it's just like a week little thing.
I know, but then how is that love at
I'm
first
so
sight?
I'm so sorry for whoever's listening to this from my side of the family. Sorry, Grandma.
Oh.
She's listening, I think.
Seriously?
Yeah. Talking about my flings
that
right now on trips.
So
and I go
cute.
On trips with her. So
Oh my gosh. I wouldn't take her on trips anymore, Grandma. Take me on trips with you instead.
Well, now I'm engaged and pregnant, so yeah. No more flings. True. So okay. That's a good thing.
That is a good thing. What was the question?
Oh my gosh, have you ever had a fling on a trip?
No, because you're talking, first of all, about love at first sight. Maybe you could think that you're in love with someone, but like, no, I've never had a fling because I've never been somewhere long enough to where I'd be like, is that even worth it? And I've been pretty young when I went on vacations, like 14. It's pretty young.
Yeah, and so like if you're with your family.
Yeah,
like
you're with your family. You're not going to be like, bye, Mom.
So what? You ditched them. I'm going to go
hook up with this guy really quick. At night.
They're asleep in bed.
Wow.
And then you
I would love to hear what you've been doing on your vacation.
No, I'm just saying.
Actually, like, yeah, I've done that myself. But
see?
When I've gotten older, though, after
you
I've turned.
You guys are bad.
After it's I've like, turned 21.
Like, they want to go to see, bed I, at like yeah, 10. See, who wants to go to bed
I
at
turned
10?
21 on Monday. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Whoop, whoop. So maybe uh-oh. This will just like get like my bad side going.
My bad side going. Oh, gosh.
I have no idea. But yeah, I don't know. That's like never. I've never like my parents aren't like my mom doesn't really like when we drink in front of her, and plus it's illegal, so you can't drink until you're 21. So maybe the opportunity is gonna pop up. I don't know.
Yeah, now that you're gonna be 21 on Monday,
like, I don't know. Who knows?
Maybe next family trip. You won't be hanging out as much at night with your family.
Yeah, see, my parents do go to bed early, so maybe I'll just go crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's the best time, too. Like, literally, they go to sleep, you're like, okay, this is cool. Go out.
Let's
they
hear
always
the story.
Have
you obviously have a story.
I'm just saying, there's nightlife, there's people.
Oh, yeah, see, the nightlife I need to, like, I would obviously do, but, I mean,
especially on a cruise. That's the best, because then they can't really worry about you, you know?
That is very
true.
Yeah,
where are you going to go?
Exactly. So it's not like, okay, where'd they go? Let's just search the ship. I mean, if she went overboard, I mean, that's pretty bad. But they usually have, like, alerts and stuff for things that go overboard, right?
Do they?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think you might be a little off on that.
Okay, well,
but maybe.
Yeah, you would think they would have some type of
fail-safe. Yeah, like sensors, right?
Or fail safe or something, you know.
What's that?
Fail safe is like a backup. Like if somebody jumps off, like maybe there's a like a net or something on the side of the boat, you know, or maybe there's a net.
I think there's some along. Like sometimes is, but I know on the Titanic they.
Oh gosh.
Leo.
They had.
Oh,
that's my best friend's literal like favorite movie.
I love it. I just watched it, and it took me 6 hours because the internet was down, and it kept going in and out. Oh, beautiful!
It's a good song. I think we should play that.
You stopped right when I was talking. I was trying to give you a solo.
It's okay.
No,
I just love that song.
It's very romantic, but it kind of, I don't know, it still scares me every
like
time.
In the yellow boat, he's like, he's like rowing. This is me rowing.
What are you talking about? When is he rowing?
Doesn't he row? Oh,
no.
I'm thinking of The Notebook. Oh my gosh.
I was going to say, literally. If they rowed, they would have both lived.
Oh wait, they didn't get a raft? I'm thinking of a different movie.
She got on top of like a bedpost that was floating.
Right.
And he stayed in the water because they both couldn't fit on it. And yeah. And then he
for some reason, I picture them in like a little yellow canoe.
That would have been a better ending.
It would have been a better ending. We should change the ending. Did she die? The lady from the Titanic?
Did she die in the sea or
no, did
in
she
real
die
life?
In real life? She was alive
I feel like
for
maybe
a fair amount of time. I feel like it should have been a bigger deal.
Well, the actress from the Titanic, isn't that Kate Winslet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's alive.
But the actual, oh my gosh.
Oh no, did she pass away?
No, yes, of course she died.
Oh.
But there was the last Titanic survivor. She was a baby put on a lifeboat and she died at 97.
That's so sad.
Hmm.
Wow, she.
No, that's not sad. This woman got to live.
She looks, wow.
Old, right? Well, she has
a little
two
frightening
glasses on. Oh, come on. God. Have some darn respect for this woman.
I'm really trying. Oh, my gosh.
As a two-month-year-old baby, Dean was the youngest passenger on board the giant liner when it sank on the maiden voyage with the loss of more than 1,500 lives. Her parents had decided to leave England for America. Okay, well, that's unimportant.
That sucks.
But she was a two-month-year-old little baby. Oh, wow, okay, then yes, definitely the woman died because this one was 2 months old and she died at 97.
Yeah, I was going to say. Okay.
Wow, horrible math we just did there.
But that's I thought the real actress, the real person played in the movie.
Wait, now it says 2016 oldest survivor of the Titanic has died.
Where are you getting your information? Google's messing up here. I don't think they're realizing.
This looks legit, though.
Hmm. I don't know.
I don't know. Is it an APA style?
Oh, I don't know. That.
That's true. Well, I'll discuss my thoughts. Thanks for asking, DJ Pop 10.
I'm so sorry. I was going to ask you, but then we got caught onto the Titanic.
Okay, well, I'm moving on.
Okay.
Anyway, I think traveling to Hawaii, you can find love. Because my aunt and uncle, let me tell you something. They found true love on BART.
No.
And they were only on for like 30 minutes and then it stopped and then they finally went off. But it was like that little time together that they spent and then he got her number. And they're still together. It's like 12 years later.
And I 100%.
Still strong.
No, I'm not saying I totally agree with that. But I do agree that, you know, if like I just agree if anything happened to your husband, if anything happened to your
wife. No, I agree with that.
Like if they passed away or if they left them or something, there's hope that there's like definitely someone else out there for them.
Yeah, but I'm talking about just on a trip.
Love.
Yes.
Yeah, then you could
just traveling.
You could totally find
So it. I think yes to the fact traveling on a plane to Hawaii, you can spark up a conversation. And, you know, you always see, like, you sit down and then you have, like, that empty seat and you're always, like, really hopeful. Okay, the cute guy, like, three people down, he's going to come sit next to me. Maybe he doesn't.
I love that.
Yeah. But you're, like, you're hopeful. Mm-hmm. But then you're, like, oh, man, he came with his family. So he's going to sit with his family.
See, that's when it's, like, it's not meant to be. But when you're sitting next to someone super cute on the airplane, like, you need to talk to them as much as you can because it's, like, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
That I believe in. Like, if I sat next to someone, I'd be like, this is meant to be.
And then when you get to a destination, I think you can find true love, but I think it would be more, like, realistic that you find more of a fling. More of just, like, a vacation kind of, this sounds really wrong, vacation hookup, I guess.
Okay.
Just
no,
like
not wrong. I mean,
okay, let's just say forgetting Sarah Marshall. He went there totally alone by himself, dinners by himself, luau's by himself, every activity.
That would totally be me. I would totally go by myself to all these places. Like, screw it. Like, I don't even
especially
care.
Hawaii. I mean, yeah, you could totally make friends.
Plenty of Mai Tais, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
happy,
yeah.
Happy, happy, happy.
Every breakfast, he had a couple of Mai Tais. That was funny.
That would actually
me.
Be me. That yeah. would totally be me, yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I think it would be more realistic to say that I believe in more flings. And this just, like I said, sounds terrible. More, I guess, hookups? Like small dates? I think that's more realistic. I don't know. Jeff, you're giving me weird looks.
Jeff is judging you.
I'm not judging. I just, if it were me,
uh-huh.
like, if, you know, you find something, like, cool with the with someone, I would, you know, try to find some way to pursue it. I mean, it would be hard, like, you know, when you're in Hawaii, you could meet some girl from Columbia, South Carolina, or, you know, somewhere tons of ways away, but again, you never know.
You never know. Yeah, oh, that was really sweet. You would, so you would try to pursue it.
Yeah, if, you know, if it felt the right way, you know, I mean,
aww.
I wouldn't, I mean, Seagull, like, his little moves he pulls, I wouldn't have the brains to pull moves like that, but
oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't know, he seemed to really know what he was doing, even though he was really heartbroken. But I think that's also what helps. If you go on a trip and you're kind of already in that state of mind, like you're single but you really want to find someone, I don't know, it's very hard to explain. Do any of you guys have any other thoughts before we go on break?
I don't think I do have any more thoughts. That was a great segment, DJ Wonderlust.
Thank you. Our shout out to you. Thank you so much.
All right, you guys, we will be right back with on Penguin Radio with Coast to Coast with DJ Pop 10 and DJ Wonderlust on Penguin Radio. Welcome back to Coast with DJ Wonderlust and DJ Pop 10 on Penguin Radio, only on radio.dominican.edu. Oh, I'm really screwing that up today.
radio.dominican.edu.
The last show is getting to me. I'm screwing that whole thing up.
No, it's hard to say really fast.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I always try to say it, and then sometimes I'm like, okay, wait, I gotta rethink this. Mm-hmm. Radio.dominican.edu.
It, like, mixes up my words.
But I say it, and I try to do, like, a flow with it, you know?
Uh-huh.
E-D-U.
I think you usually do the intros, so maybe that's why I'm screwing this up.
Maybe. I don't know.
On break, Jeff was telling us a very funny story that kind of goes along with the whole true love thing. So we are going to let him tell that story. It's pretty interesting.
Please do. I can't
wait. It's
pretty
funny.
Well, I don't even know if I could call it true love, because I think what's interesting about
it's true love. Mm-hmm. He is showing his true love for her by doing that.
I mean, they've been together only a couple months, but this young kid from around the LA area is going to college and got you get financial aid from a school. A lot of times you just get checks in the mail. And this kid got a check for $2,500 to buy, for student financial aid to buy books and to buy like student supplies and things like that. But instead, this guy decided that his, since his girlfriend had never been out of the country before.
That is totally true love.
And he, and she really liked Thailand. He decided, screw it, I'm going to buy, I don't know if I can say that, I guess, but anyway.
Yes, you can.
All right, cool. Anyway, I'm a veteran. I can get away with it. anyway, he just buys a ticket for two of them to go to Thailand. And then they, he posted this fat video on YouTube of like their whole trip and stuff.
And wait, it was, so did they find out the people who gave him the check?
Yeah. Either? That's kind of how the video ends, is that the school finds out.
Oh my God, does he get in trouble?
It's
kind of trouble for not using the money.
Oh yeah, you can definitely get in trouble.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I haven't been using, I don't think I get a check any either way, but I think
mine just gets deducted from the
total. Yeah.
They'll tell the school, basically the school call them back and say, hey, you got it. We want our money back.
Stop. Oh my gosh.
See, you got to keep that stuff under wraps. Like, you got to start keeping that under wraps.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't have
broadcasted
it to
the whole
universe. If you're going to go to
Thailand. Yeah. If you're going to go to Thailand with your girlfriend, you got
to
keep that.
You guys have to check the video. Yeah, you'll have to check the video out for yourself. It looks like, I mean, I don't know how many cameras this dude had, but he had drones, like.
What?
Yeah, like GoPros. Like,
so wait.
This was like a Victoria's Secret.
What?
Much.
Whoa, I need to see this.
Wait, does he have curly hair, kind of? Is she blonde?
No, she is, like, she's kind of.
Are you talking about the Thomas Rhett one?
She is, like, no. She's a brunette, for sure.
Okay.
And this dude, he had kind of, like, the SoCal, like, kind of surfer dude look going on a little bit. He had, like, kind of, except not blonde hair, but he had kind of, like, that Justin Bieber, like, 16-year-old wavy thing going on, you know?
What was I going to say? I really want to look it up. There's this really cool couple that they, I think at the time when they started all this, just started dating, and they both seem pretty wealthy because they're both models and they do really well in the model industry, and they travel the world together, and you see, like, they show videos like every single week of different destinations they go to, and they're like flying out of helicopters and going surfing and what's that thing called with the feet and it pushes you up out of the water? It's kind of like a hovercraft. You haven't seen that? Kylie
oh, you
Jenner
mean,
ugh, did that.
You mean the thing that's like a backpack care. You put on
yeah,
your back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is that called though?
Backpack.
But it's like
water
a back
blaster.
Yeah.
We'll
that's what
that
it does. Like it blasts the water.
And people
out.
Like have gotten really good at it, and they're starting to do like flips.
Water
with jet
it.
Pack. Water pack. Okay.
Water jet pack.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, you were. That was. I like yours better though, Jeff.
The water blaster.
The water blaster.
Water blaster.
3,000.
But yeah, it looks so much fun, and they look really happy, but they've only been dating for like 3 months. But I don't know. There's another true love story while on vacation.
Yeah, it made surprised me. It's like, really, you can go to Thailand for $2,500? Like,
yes, you can.
Like, I was thinking about it to myself. It's like, well, if I had the chance to do something like that, and if I were in the same situation as him, heck, sign me up. I'd do it.
Really? You would take the money and spend it on?
If I had the opportunity to do something like that, heck yeah. That sounds like fun to me.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Thailand, I've heard, is super cheap. You know, Nisa and I, before I got pregnant, because when you get pregnant, you probably shouldn't be in Thailand or doing other stuff like that.
Probably not.
But we were going to plan a Thailand trip because the tickets there are super cheap. I looked into it. They had like a 7-day cruise while there around Thailand for $100.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
They had a hike up to this mountain, and you basically camp, and it takes 4 days to hike up it.
Wow.
Oh, I was
that's
actually
incredible.
Really serious. And then there was also an exhibit where you could go and pet tigers and cuddle them and stuff.
That sounds dangerous.
No, I thought it sounded really fun.
That sounds fun, but it also doesn't sound very safe.
exactly why I'm not going to be in Thailand this summer.
I know I would go
some, no, but like either for Nisa, I'm thinking of like for Nisa.
Could you imagine me and Nisa in Thailand doing any of
this? It sounds extremely dangerous. Even if you weren't pregnant, it sounds very dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know. Because it's, I mean, I don't think we're very lost people, but at the same time, I wonder how that would all go.
Yeah.
Us getting places and not speaking, you know, their language. That would be very difficult.
Isn't it Cantonese?
I think it's fairly common to see English in
really?
Thailand, though. Yes.
Oh, well. Another problem I figured out is that she doesn't like ethnic food. And...
Oh, that's not good. Yeah.
She does not like Thai food or anything like that. So that would be my biggest issue with traveling to Thailand with her.
See, that would probably be my favorite part, would be trying all the different food.
Oh, I love
one
Thai
of my
food.
Favorite parts.
Yeah, that's my favorite, is when you travel
and you're
and
like
they
right
have the
on
best
the ocean
food.
So you can try all the crazy seafood and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely, I mean, I'd be a little skeptical because I wouldn't want to get sick because I'm very weird about how things are prepared. Like, I have to see what they're doing, and
oh,
I have to know.
This looks like a recipe for disaster. No pun intended.
Oh, my gosh.
Get it?
Oh.
Oh, you're so creative, DJ Pop 10.
Bringing the jokes.
Ooh-hoo.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you're kind of lame. But that was, that was really good.
That's really rude.
That was really good, though.
It's like, whatever.
It's the last show. But I still think... I think maybe after Kaysen is born and I have him and he grows up a little bit more,
okay.
Maybe I'll go on that Thailand trip with Nisa. It just might be a different version of us.
Yep.
I don't know. That still sounds kind of scary, but
yeah.
Maybe we'll still do it. Who knows? But what is next on our agenda, DJ Pop 10?
Next stop is 29. Simple road trip hacks you need to know.
You said that's so funny. Okay, start with
sounded
the first.
Kind of like a public address announcer. Like.
I know. What the heck?
Maybe I'm just really meant for this industry. I don't know.
Wow.
Just kidding. The first one is using a binder clip to make a car stand for your phone if you are using it as a GPS.
I don't get it.
Okay, I wish I had a binder clip.
No, I seriously don't get it. All right, you have to look at a picture, guys.
Are there any binder clips over there?
What?
Are there any binder clips over there?
This is very interesting. So you kind of just...
Wait, binder clip?
It looks
yeah.
like you... Huh. You clip it into the vent,
it,
I guess?
You clip
yeah,
it into the vent.
That
yeah.
would be how you would...
And
yeah,
then
I
you have the glass or the silver parts open like that.
I don't know. I'm not quite sure about that. Because they do sell at car wash places.
Yes. She found
things
one.
Where,
thank
I mean,
you.
It costs like $6.
Yeah,
bucks,
this one.
And
I'm just showing them how this works. So you plug this little black, you plug the black piece into the vent,
uh-huh.
like so.
Huh.
And
that
and
worked
then
out
have,
great.
And
so
then
far
you,
it snapped near her computer.
Then you have these open clips,
yeah.
and you stick your phone. Actually, we're kind of myth busting this right now. This isn't working for my
yeah.
device.
I think that we should
just busters.
We should just buy the adapter.
Yeah, you guys,
sure.
I'm so sorry. But the binder clip does not work. Oh, maybe if you have like a rubbery case. Maybe I don't have the correct case on this.
Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe you have to go like this. No, that this is, would not work.
Yeah, I
maybe
didn't
it
think
has
so.
To be a bigger. I bet it has to be a fatter binder clip. You know those huge binder clips that you can get?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm thinking
that,
that it has to be.
It came in.
No, my goodness,
okay.
Caitlin. Get your head out of the gutter.
Stop it.
It
looks like it.
Anyways, it's kind of cool. It's cool if it works. It doesn't work on the mini ones. I'm just going to tell you guys that now. Or the medium-sized ones. You have to get the extra large ones.
Okay. Number two.
A cereal container. For
oh,
a trash
this
can.
This one's really cool.
This one is really cool. I'm actually going on a road trip this weekend to Red Bluff, California.
Why?
Red Bluff. That's a little random.
Yeah. Why?
My dad's friend actually grew up there.
Hmm.
So
are you visiting
I'm
the
actually
friend?
Gonna shout him out because he's the greatest person in the world. Yeah. No,
is he
my
listening?
Best friend goes to BC. No, of course
oh.
he's not. But I think his daughter might in like 20 minutes after she gets out of class.
Nice.
But my friend goes to BUC, and she's coming home for the weekend because the Roundup, the Red Bluff Roundup Rodeo is happening. It's the 95th anniversary, and that's what I wanted to do for my birthday, is go to the rodeo.
That's how you're celebrating your 21st birthday?
Well, my 21st birthday is not until Monday, Caitlin.
But still.
Are you going to be back here? That's the question.
On Monday, I might go to, like, two of my classes, but I know I can't make my night class.
Oh.
Well, good. You should skip it.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Well, what are your plans?
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
What are your plans?
Well, this weekend I'm going to the Red Bluff Roundup Rodeo.
Yeah, yeah.
95th. How far away is that? I've been 95th anniversary.
Probably 2.5 hours.
Oh, that's it? Hours. I was thinking it's like five hours away.
It sounds longer than that because I haven't even heard of it.
It's probably 3 hours. It's probably.
You've been or you've heard of it?
Well, I've driven through there. 100 times going to Oregon.
That's only 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Okay.
That's a bummer. Okay, well, I was thinking if I was going on a longer
like
road
five
trip,
hours.
Maybe we could take the back roads there. Can you take Highway 1? Have you guys ever been on Highway 1?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Can you take Highway 1 to Red Bluff, California?
I have.
You would have to.
No idea.
You could take 101 all the way down, but you'd have to take. There's a road that cuts east from the ocean, because Red Bluff is quite a ways inland from the ocean.
I just want to take the pretty route over.
I mean, it probably would be pretty cool.
Yeah, right?
Are you going by yourself?
No, of course not.
Okay, so you are going with your family?
No, I'm going with my best friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I still can't believe that's what you chose to do.
Well,
to celebrate your 21st birthday.
Next weekend I'm going wine tasting, and my friend from New York is coming.
There you go.
And we're having like kind of a small family party. So I'm doing that too. I don't like to make big deals about my birthdays.
Okay, but it's 21. So when are we all going out? I know I can't drink, but I can be the DD.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, cuz Nisa's birthday is soon too.
I know, so we got to celebrate.
We have to celebrate.
Jeff, you're invited.
Us. Jeff, of course you're invited. Yeah, of course. We have our DD for life for like 4 more months.
Hey. I was going to say, not for life.
Not for life.
For like
unless
four
she's
more
like
months.
Pregnant for life.
4 more months, you do.
Yeah, that's so exciting.
Hey, and if you need any recommendations on wineries, you know, I'm like the wine expert.
Thanks.
So.
You are?
Yeah, I grew up on a vineyard. So.
Wait, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't either.
That's amazing.
Yeah, like my dad grows grapes and he makes wine. Yeah.
Do you have your own winery or does your parents have their own winery?
My dad makes some of his own wine for himself, like amateur, you know.
That's so incredible.
That's
he
awesome.
Actually just barreled some this past weekend.
What the heck?
Was it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You should
good.
Share some of this wine
with
us.
Well, I can't
not
try
with
but
Caitlin.
Later on,
Sorry.
You should share it. When I'm in 4 months.
In four months. We can have a celebration.
Wait. So what are some recommendations? What's your top ones? We could let DJ Pop 10 know.
Well, it depends on where you're going. Are you going Sonoma?
We're
Napa?
Going to Napa.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would say you should definitely go to Gloria Farrar.
Ooh.
It's a champagne house.
Ooh.
And they have wine caves and stuff up there, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's pretty cool. Yeah,
wine
I'm
gonna
caves. Write that down.
It's what a pretty. That? It's
is
a pretty
it
common.
Is it expensive to get in?
It depends, and not really. It's a pretty popular place, so and it's very cool. Like it sits kind of way off. It's on Highway 12 in outside of Napa, kind of close to where the racetrack is.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay,
this looks beautiful.
Have you been to Rutherford Grill? That's my favorite.
Sounds familiar, yeah.
Oh, it's my favorite. You should definitely eat there.
Where?
Or the Kenwood. The Kenwood is awesome.
Oh, Kenwood. Oh, that's good, too. So you have some
We're
pretty good
We're going to Oxbow Market. Have you ever been there? It looks awesome.
It sounds cool. I'm not
it's
as
like
familiar
an
with Napa.
It's like an indoor market. Look, Google it. It's awesome.
Would you say
and they
Oxbow?
Have a ton of gluten-free food there. Oxbow Market.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah, it's...
Oh.
Oh, really? Oh, that's so cool.
This actually looks really
it's
cool.
It's really cool.
It
my friend found
sounds
it.
Sounds very... sounds familiar, but...
We'll so you can really just kind of get whatever you want. That's pretty awesome. Well, sounds like you'll have a pretty fun couple weekends.
Fun.
And we'll have
I'm
to
excited for the Red Bluff Rodeo the most because we can drink all day. We have some DDs with us. I don't know.
Very interesting.
See some...
Cowboys.
I was going to say cowboys.
There we go, Jeff.
You hear all.
Also see some cows. See some horses.
Oh, how fun. That's just a great way.
I know. I'm so
great
excited.
Way to spend your 21st birthday.
Hey, it is, all right?
I'm just making fun of you.
I know you are.
But we'll celebrate for real when you get back.
Yeah, duh.
Like,
whoop and whoop.
Oh, no, we all have radio on Friday. I was going to say we do it like a Thursday
night. Sorry, Leona, we actually can't.
That would not be good.
No, we could totally do it on Thursday. We'll just...
Oh, dear. So, anyway, what's number three for road tripping? I would be perfect.
Well, we skipped the cereal container.
Oh, we did?
As a trash can. That's how I got to my whole, like, road trips.
I thought you mentioned it. Sorry.
No.
What type of cereal container are we talking here?
Like a plastic one. Not like a literal box cereal box.
That's kind of what I was picturing. I was like, what?
No. It's like one of those Breet cereal container things. Yeah.
Then
you put, like, a trash bag or, like, a Target reusable bag in there. And then...
It's not just for cereal. Like, you can put, like, dog food in there.
Yeah, no, it's just more of a container. It's not just food, but they call it, like, a cereal container.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you could just throw away. And my friends leave my car sometimes a hot mess, and it's kind of annoying because it's, like, and I know on road trips, it's, like, oh, my God, can you just, like, throw away your trash? But it's, like, when do I have the opportunity to do that?
Exactly. But I think I'm going to use this anyway, even if I'm not road tripping, because when you have a kid in the car,
that's a smart idea.
And I like things a certain way.
Oh, yeah.
And I know I can't control what kids do, so I'll just have to try to get used to my car not
being perfect.
You think your family's going to be like the Griswolds, like traveling all over the place?
Yeah. I love the Griswolds. Like, I would be so happy if I had excitement like that. Except I want three kids, not two.
Yeah.
So.
And you never know. I mean.
And I would never do that to my grandmother.
Yeah, or I'm not sure if you have any people that you know, like Uncle Eddie either.
Oh, gosh. I don't have an Uncle Eddie in my life. No.
That's good.
But they will have an Aunt Nisa who is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's comparable to Uncle Eddie. But she'll be coming probably on our family road trips.
For sure. Duh. So we'll be like strapped to the roof or something.
I know the holidays is a long way past, but that Griswold Christmas is definitely the best Christmas movie for sure.
That's my favorite. Like
for sure.
When the squirrel, that's my favorite. The squirrel scene. And the squirrels everywhere. And then it ends up, is it on the grandpa's toupee?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it ends up on his back. Oh, gosh.
Or the uncle, right?
Yeah. The uncle.
The uncle with the cigar, right?
And he, like, ties up his boss and comes back just because he didn't get the raise. That was really funny. The police come. You're looking at me like you haven't seen this.
I haven't seen the Griswold. I was going to try to play it cool. And just like I have, not,
you're not
I've
playing it cool because you're giving this look on your face.
I have no clue what they're talking about
you
right now.
You should go home and watch that like tonight.
What is it?
Honestly, when we celebrate your 21st birthday, we'll go home and watch it.
Oh.
Even if it's
not
Christmas.
I have seen this movie. Okay. I didn't, but it's not called The Griswold's Christmas when he's driving and he gets into the fight with the other car and... Oh, you guys, I didn't know. And then the Christmas lights thing, I didn't know that this is the movie you guys were remembering.
Yes.
Sorry.
With the crazy neighbors.
Yes.
Because the lights
weirdos,
were shiny.
Yeah, the Elaine from Seinfeld is the neighbor.
Oh, yeah. Dreyfus. Dreyfus is her last name, I know.
I don't know her
Julia,
first name.
Julia.
Oh, maybe it's Julia. Are you looking this
She's
up
on
now?
That show on HBO, too, that's super funny.
What's it called?
Veep? Yeah, she plays like a politician, and it's kind of like a slapstick.
I think I heard this before.
The show won a whole bunch of awards, like an Emmy for best comedy. Like
politician, I thought she was the president or something in the show.
I think she's the vice president.
Vice president, yeah. Okay.
Julia
I've seen
Louise
like the first
Dreyfus
season.
Is her name.
Oh, okay. Well, good to know. Now we know.
This next one is really cool, actually. If there's an A, or I guess a B... on
a exit sign, like if it says exit 344, on the right will be the just the number, but on the left will be like the A or the B. So that's really cool. So like if if the little sign thing that says exit is on the left or it's on the right.
So example, if you're getting off the exit, it's on the left. It'll say exit, example, 346A. If it's going to be on the right, it'll just say exit 346.
Yes, but it's on the right side of the sign.
Okay.
So whatever sign you see, so like if it's on the right, because we don't really exit left in California, but yeah. I know that's a big thing in back east.
In Oregon, too.
Mm-hmm. They have left and right. It's so confusing. I hate that.
You said it's amazing?
No, it's kind of confusing.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Yeah, I've seen people almost get into wrecks.
Oh, exactly. Because
they're like trying to, you know, they say, oh, no, the exits, and they try to cut across, and then they cut somebody off. And
do you know the exit near IKEA where you're heading to the East Bay to go on the 580?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's on the left, and every single time I go home, I literally – someone either almost crashes into me and gets in a car crash, or I'll accidentally forget, even though I've had that made that drive like 10 million times now, and I still mess up somehow. I really don't get it. You think I'd learn by now.
That whole area is really a mess.
I know. I hate it.
It went when I was one time I was in Emeryville, and I was. And, you know, there's like, a movie theater and, like, like the main part of Emeryville.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go back towards Oakland, and I ended up getting on the Bay Bridge and heading towards SF. I was like, uh-oh, this isn't good.
No. Mm-mm. Totally other direction.
You do not want to do that.
Once you get going that direction, you really can't turn around for a really long time.
Until you get to Treasure Island.
Yeah.
I found that out.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrifying.
That's not good.
So this will help you out. If it's on the right side, that means you exit right. If it's on the left side, that means you exit left.
Okay, good to know.
Let's see. If you have too many beverages, if you have a shoe in the car, which actually makes me want to throw up.
That's
because that shoe is also dirty. Or if you have like a roll of tape of like duct tape, you can stick your drink inside of there, that's fine. But there's no guarantee that that's not going to spill still.
If anyone was looking at this picture, the shoe is actually the nastiest shoe.
It's so disgusting.
I've ever seen in my life. Like I would never put my drink or food.
No.
I know it's my own feet and whatever, but still, that's gross.
Your feet are dirty, no matter how you put it.
My feet are clean.
No.
But
everyone's
your
feet.
Socks are dirty.
Yeah, but your foot is in that sock that
my
is dirty.
My socks are very clean. When I get
home,
no
matter
I
how
put
you
on
put it, I feel like your feet are the dirtiest part of your body.
Stop it. I keep mine very clean. I do too. Crazy
but
about my
a
feet.
A lot of but you're stepping on random like you're putting
I am.
Your feet in shoes.
That could be taken a very
do
long
not
way, but
do deodorizer in your shoes?
I
or like clean
oh, I do.
Them?
Yeah, I
yeah.
have. No, I totally have before. But
I spray them
how
with
many
the
times?
Stuff.
But that doesn't make that makes them smell good. That doesn't get rid of the germs.
Yes, it's the freeze spray that gets
that
like
isn't
the
gonna
germs.
Get rid of that many germs in your shoes.
Okay, well let me tell you, with my shoes, before I put them on, my feet are not on the ground. They're in my moccasins. Then directly from my moccasins, I go right into my shoes. So, basically, it's just my own feet.
She sounds very habitual with
you're
that.
So yes, I
weird.
Am.
Down
and I
teeth.
Only
either
sleep
way,
with socks.
Your
feet
are,
feet.
I think, the dirtiest part sometimes. Of well, your hands, too.
Yeah, I was going to say hands. I would definitely say hands more.
I need Purell now.
It's over there.
It's freaking me out.
I don't know.
Yes.
oh, my gosh. What is number?
Also, if you're at a hotel and you run out of chargers, they usually have a USB plug-in in your TV, which is cool. I don't know.
Or I've noticed hotels too that have those, you know, in the light fixtures they have little.
Oh.
They have little USB
I know, that's
little
new.
Ports, kind of embedded into the like.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that
light
is
fixtures.
Super new.
Also, you know, so it's not just like a plug.
That's a really good
they
idea.
They have USB little things there too.
So, I wouldn't be able to find it probably.
What?
what?
I don't know, because usually the TVs are like hooked into the walls, and they make it really difficult.
I mean,
they
these really are like right by your light fixtures. When I'm like, you know, like the when you're in a hotel room, you have those lights that are like right in between the two.
Where are you staying?
Two beds.
I mean, yeah. Where are you staying that has this? The
I recently stayed at a Marriott in San Diego that had these little things.
Well, that's cool. Nowhere I stay has that. Maybe when I go to Hawaii, we'll have that option. Maybe. Also, real quick, I'm going to do a shout out to Brian Horris, who was on our show. We discussed Mexico with him. He just texted me, so I'm just going to give him a quick shout out.
That was beautiful.
I know, it was. We love you. You're awesome.
Yay.
Okay, we can keep going.
Okay. Bring a shower caddy for easy eating. I mean, whatever, it's kind of clean, but you can put, like, your different things in, especially for kids. Kids are so sticky, and they get things all over your car, you know?
That looks weird.
But it's smart.
These people should look at these photos, though, because it just makes you not want to do it.
No, but it's interesting, because, like, I would do that, you know, just to keep the kids clean. They can put their trash in there afterwards. You dump it out, and you're done. Mm-hmm. Also, bring dryer sheets. We talked about this last week, how we like pack our dryer sheets in our clothes.
You will want to do this, Jeff. I mean it. Like, it will change your mind.
I mean, I can see the logic. Like, and make your clothes probably smell pretty dank.
Oh, they totally do. It smells like the inside of a dryer. It smells super
good. So when you pack and you fold everything, like in between each clothes, that's where they're saying to put the dryer sheets.
Yeah. I told her about this yesterday. I've been doing this for years.
I haven't been doing that. So I'm going to do it when I go to Hawaii. And then everything's going to smell all nice and fresh.
I go the extra step. Usually you're just supposed to put one dryer sheet in there. I put them like between the rolls of my clothes.
I think that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
My mom might be a little mad though.
That's a lot of dryer sheets.
It's a lot of dryer sheets. And those things aren't cheap.
Not at all. This one's a cool idea. If you park your car and you're exploring like a new city that obviously, and you know, there could be like a bunch of parking lots or whatever, drop a pin of where you parked and then you'll remember it and you can go back to it and you can explore and have fun.
That sounds cool, but I need to tell you something. Okay, so last time I tried to drop a pin.
Okay.
It said that I was a different phone user, that I was my cousin's. And yeah, and I kept trying to like put my location. It's like, okay, you are Danny Theobald, blah blah blah, like do this. And I was like, what, this is crazy, like this is not where I'm at, like I'm not even on the map where I'm supposed to be. So it wasn't even near my city, so
that's v weird.
It didn't work for me, and I was trying to be a good person and not get lost. And it honestly, it didn't work.
I'm trying to figure that drop pin thing out.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe I was just doing it wrong because I was next to her. Maybe my phone picked up on that. Oh, you were next to her?
I mean, that's a game changer.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, I don't know what's going on with my maps.
I guess it's, within your maps, but who knows. Oh, this number 12 is a good one. How about you say that one?
Oh, right. Take the screenshot of your directions, of, like, the overall route overview, and have those instead of having to use your Wi-Fi or using LTE while driving, which jacks up your bill if you do not have unlimited. So taking a screenshot is pretty awesome.
That's a good idea, except I'm the crazy person that is so visual. Like, I read something that I'll be like, I don't know where it's at. Like, I need the little car and the dot to show me on the, you know what I'm talking about,
Jeff? Yeah. I
gotcha. On the map, and I just very visual, or else I get lost. Like, someone prints me out directions, I won't get there. Like, I will not make it to my destination.
Or I would be the type that would forget, too. Like, you know, you don't have the little, yeah, 2.5 miles.
Yeah.
You know, I would, oh, no, I missed that exit. Like,
I don't know what 2.5 miles is in a car going that fast. Like, I have no idea, so. Plus, I'm not really good. Like, when I'm driving, I'm focused on, I don't look really at the signs. I know that sounds really bad. I'm focused ahead. You look at every sign?
Usually, no, if don't. I'm trying to find something, yes.
There's no
if
way.
If I'm lost or in, like, a city that I'm unfamiliar with, of course I will be looking.
every single sign, though.
I mean, I'm not talking every single sign, but I'm talking like 99% of those signs.
No. Jeff, what do you do?
If I get lost, it's like I just immediately go to the phone. Like, all right, take me home. You know, get me out of here.
Yeah, but do you look at street signs, like every single one?
No, probably not. Yeah,
no.
See, whatever.
I'm not the only crazy one.
Judging me. Okay, and our last one is bringing a multi-way charger if you love your electronics. I know my dad comes with his iPad, he comes with his phone, he comes with his iPod, he has, like, literally everything. We have, like, our computers. It's a hot mess. So if you bring that multi-way charger, it's actually pretty awesome because you can, like, do the USB thing and then you have another USB. I don't know. It's really cool. If you have a ton of electronics and there's more than two of you in the car, you're probably going to want to bring this, especially if your kids have more than one device with them, which nowadays the kids do. It's a bummer.
Yeah, it is a bummer. Yeah. I totally like this idea, but it is really expensive.
What? The multi-way charger?
Yes.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Unless you could find...
It would be a good investment, though, if you go on a lot of road trips and don't want to fly. It would be cheaper than, like, you know, obviously getting a flight. And if you're driving a lot and you have a ton of kids, or if you have, like, more, two or more kids.
Thing that I think would be cool to get would be one that's, like, a multi-way charger that has multiple different plugs in it for, you know, how different countries have different plugs.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
That's what I have.
So when you travel... Spain. Oh, so for the car, too? Or are you saying... Like really?
You can plug it into your car, and it has, like, all different plugs. You know, plugs for Great Britain, plugs for probably France or China, and, because they're all different. And
that's so crazy.
That would,
like,
be a cool investment, like, if you want to travel around, I would say, you know?
No, I would definitely invest in that if I was, you know, going somewhere big where I really needed that, but... For now, road trips,
the multi-way
maybe
charger.
maybe next Target gift card I'll get one.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's always the best.
That's a good one.
Because even when people are in my car now, it's like, okay, I'm driving. I should be the one that gets the phone charger. Nope, no one lets me get my own phone charger. Mm. Ever.
That's messed up.
So, yeah, I know it's messed up. So I need one of these because my brother, my fiance. Anyone in the car, they're always trying to steal my charger. And I never end up having my phone charged. And they don't want to be in charge of GPS. So it's just, it sucks
it's
up.
It's a perfect storm.
It is. It sucks up all your battery and it's just not good.
All right, you guys. We will be right back with Coast to Coast with DJ Wonderlust and DJ Pop 10 and our special guest, Jeff Safford, on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. The road of life is rocky, and you may stumble too. So why be pointing fingers if someone else is judging you? Don't you bother, man. We'll be right back.
broken sky, heartaches that flowers won't mend. Say goodbye, knowing this is the end. Tender dream, shadows fall, love too sweet to recall. Dry your eyes, face the dawn. Life will go on, life will go on. Holding on, thought that we still had a chance. Letting go, this is the end of romance. Broken heart, find your way, make it through. Just this day, face the world on your own. Life will go on, life will go on. There'll be blue skies, there'll be true love. Someday I'll hold you again. There'll be blue skies in a better world.
Welcome back to DJ Wonder. Oh, I'm sorry. To Coast to Coast.
To Coast to Coast with DJ Wonderlust and DJ Pop 10. You are listening to Penguin Radio at so radio.dominican.edu. We are back and we are going to be discussing the top 10 things you may not know about Hawaii. What is so funny? Why?
There's this kid. And he is a kazoo kid, and he's so funny. Just Google, literally all you Google, if anyone is listening, they're going to want to see this. Just Google kazoo kid. It's a 30-second video. It is the funniest thing. He's so funny. I was listening to it, and it was just, okay, I'm sorry. I'm back on.
It's honestly hilarious.
It's so funny.
We're still talking about it.
Okay.
Nope.
I'm done.
Oh, okay. We're good.
Okay. He's my so hilarious. Okay. Sorry.
Whew. Just take a deep breath. We got this. What is number one?
Number one. Hawaii. Mauna Kea, measured from the seafloor to the summit, is the tallest mountain on Earth. By the way, these are the top 10 things you might not know about Hawaii.
Oh, gosh.
Somebody cue up the Hawaii Five-O theme song.
Oh, my gosh, Jeff.
That is such a good idea.
It's something like that.
Yes. Did you used to watch it?
It's my dad is
obsessed with the show. Oh, it's still on.
Oh, see, I stopped. Jeff. Doing, like, a little gun action, little hand. Mm-hmm. Wow, that was
da, 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 da. It's something like that. It starts at
book 'em, Dano.
Oh my gosh.
Number two. In 1935, Amelia Earhart made the first solo flight from Hawaii to California, which lasted 18 hours. That sounds horrifying.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Oh my gosh. And look at the plane she's in. Mm-hmm. Like, that seriously looks horrifying, too. Actually, I had no idea that that was the first solo flight from Hawaii to California. I had no idea.
Mm-mm. Me neither.
Go Amelia. Yeah, seriously, go Amelia.
Hawaii is home to 1/3 of all the endangered species in the U.S.
You say it so, you really just...
Emphatic.
I know. I think that's the word I was looking for.
We need to add to it. That's crazy. Ew. I don't know if anyone's ever tried spam. Have you tried spam, Jeff?
I have not, actually.
Oh, you haven't?
I have not.
I have recently.
I know it's a big deal in Hawaii, though, like spam and eggs. And
yeah. I guess I haven't tried it recently. I tried it like 6 months ago, and it was not good. It was on a sushi roll.
Oh, that's
and
repulsive.
They wrapped it with rice.
Oh, I've yeah, I've actually seen that. There's a local Japanese place here in San Rafael that I get like sushi rolls and stuff from, that, and I've seen that before, like a spam.
It's nasty.
A spam roll. I've always like, huh, I wonder how that is. But
listeners, I do not recommend it. I mean, maybe some of you guys like spam. I don't.
Well, obviously actually, Hawaiians do, because yeah, people in Hawaii eat more than 6 million cans of spam a year. That is repulsive.
Gosh, 6 million cans.
That's literally the grossest thing. It's okay. I'm gonna throw up. That's just so gross.
Ew! Do not. Yeah. I just. How do they know this? I guess they. I don't know how they figure out 6 million cans of spam a year. Like, that's just kind of.
One of my best friends actually eats spam on the daily. Her name's Sarah. I'm just kidding. She doesn't actually. She's listening.
I was
going right
to say,
though.
Sarah, you need to change your diet. Spam is
she loves
not
spam.
Good.
Honestly, she might be the person who likes spam, though.
Oh, God.
It snows on the highest peaks of Hawaii.
Wow.
Aren't I saying it pretty good?
Yeah,
well,
you're going like full on like Hawaiian Air commercial on it. You
know, I know, right?
Hawaii. I've never heard someone say Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Like that.
Hawaii.
You are the first person.
That's how they pronounce it.
I don't know if it's exactly
yes,
like that.
Yes, it is.
You're going to have to find out when you go to Hawaii.
Oh, I'm going to ask them. Where are you from? Hawaii.
That's what they're going to say. Not Hawaii. Wait, in ancient Hawaii, the penalty for breaking the law was death.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, this one?
Death.
In Hawaii, the penalty for breaking the law was death, unless the criminal fled
to Puhuhuna
or city of refuge. Wow.
That sounds pretty ruthless.
Yeah, like they don't care. They just, wow. I didn't know you were allowed to do that. I wonder when this was.
Probably a long time ago.
Yeah, ancient. Very ancient. Next.
More than 6 million tourists visit Hawaii every year, spending nearly $11 billion.
Okay, I could
That's
believe
insane.
That.
Oh, Jeff did like the Dr. Evil like pinky thing. It was funny.
No, I could believe that. Mm-hmm. 11 billion, because just at the Grand Wailea, it is $18 for a strawberry daiquiri.
Oh, jeez.
That is ridiculous.
I might.
I'm a bartender, so I understand how ridiculous that is.
See, that is ridiculous. Like, yeah. That's not just me. And then they give it to you in like, we'll say Starbucks sizes, like maybe a grande cup. And then they only pour half in, so then they could, like, put the rest with whipped cream. So then it's like, okay.
And how much liquor is in there. That's really what you care about, right?
Exactly.
At least that's my thought process, you know.
Yeah, not much. But just, I don't know, it wasn't. So I'm going to be getting a virgin strawberry daiquiri, and hopefully, maybe it'll be
that's
cheaper.
That's my sister's favorite.
Yeah, maybe it'll be cheaper than $18.
I would say it definitely will be.
That's just, I don't know, I still feel like it's going to be a lot of money.
Probably. Or pina colada, virgin pina colada, that's good too.
Love
that sounds
pina
so
colada.
Good.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
I can't wait for like those like girly drinks, but like the blended up drinks. I'm going to drink so many of them.
I mean,
legally.
I mean, Yeah. And if you like pina coladas, you like getting caught in the rain too?
Oh my God. Oh yeah.
Of course. Every time I drink a pina colada, I usually get caught in the rain. It's so weird.
Oh my gosh.
So do you like me?
DJ Pop 10's always the one singing.
I know.
Not DJ Wonderlust.
Singing is a sign of happiness.
What's next? Hawaii state fish. Oh my gosh. I used to know how to say this. The Humahumakumahuaapalai, which means pig-nosed fish.
Can you say it one more time?
It's a Humahumakunakunaapalai.
I couldn't even say. Can you say that, Jeff?
Amunamunakunakunaapalai. No.
Humahumakunakunaapalai.
No, I'm
not. What? I already messed up. How did I already?
Humahumakunakunaapalai.
Kunakunaapalai.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Kind of, yeah.
Not really. The I totally messed up.
The head chef at the restaurant bar I work at is Hawaiian, so I'll have to ask him how to
say it. Yeah, do it.
Which means pig-nosed fish. Mm-hmm. Do you think it looks like it has a pig's nose?
No. A little bit, yeah.
I don't know. Just
pick, are we talking like pick, like long? Like a pick? Like an ice pick?
P-I-G, pig.
Oink, oh, oink. Pig. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Like on the farm. Yeah, I don't know. It's more long, and it just looks like it has big lips. Not like a pig. Pig-nosed fish.
He does have pretty big lips. Voluptuous.
Voluptuous.
Mm-hmm. Waikiki Beach was a swamp until the 1920s when the sand was shipped from California. That's crazy.
Wow.
That's kind of like, I don't think I want to go to Waikiki Beach. I feel like it's just not natural. You know?
Well.
That just like, so wait, if I want to go on a beach, I'll go to California then and go on a beach instead of spending
$1,000
to go to Hawaii.
On the plane? Like, how do you bring that much sand over?
On a plane.
Probably ships.
Ships?
Probably. Ship?
Oh, I said a plane.
Yeah, you said a plane. That way.
I don't see that being crazy at all. I feel like it's an easier transportation. It's faster.
I don't know about that.
Probably couldn't take as much.
I was going to say, and then plus once you get it there, then you have to transport it. And a ship will already be on the water that's like,
okay, guys, I forgot.
Snakes on a
plane.
Or like, or I was about to say sand. There could be snakes. You know. I've had it with these snakes.
That movie is so funny.
I mean, we can't repeat that line.
No, can't repeat the whole entire line.
But we can give the FX version or like the TV version.
Of course we can. Molokai has the tallest sea cliffs in the world.
Molokai.
Looks scary.
No one has replied to that.
Have you ever gone cliff diving?
Oh my gosh, this is so cool.
Okay.
I've never been cliff diving before.
Yeah?
No.
What about you, Jeff?
No, and I probably wouldn't. Mm. Probably, I'm one of those, me and heights, no.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm one of those.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
What are those?
What was I going to say? I've done more like small cliffs, but I don't like rocks. Really? Like, it scares me. Like, I could just imagine myself, because I'm kind of clumsy, just falling and, like, rolling down and then, like, falling directly on the rock and dying. Mm-hmm. It's not good. Also, like, the weirdest notification just came up on my phone that Lindsay Lohan just got engaged.
To who?
I don't know.
This is breaking news here.
Let me see. Sorry, I just looked down and thought that was kind of a big deal that Lindsay Lohan.
Must have been the dude from her math class way back when.
On October 3rd. Yeah. You're talking about Mean Girls?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
That was the date, he said.
On October Let's 3rd. See the ring, Lindsay! I'm sorry. Who is... No. That can't be him. Oh, no. That was when she was going through her phase.
There's only one phase Lindsay Lohan had.
I'm sorry, she had crazy. Numerous phases. She
had the crazy only craziest phase. One, the only crazier one I can think of is Bynes, Amanda Bynes.
Oh, R.I.P. That was so sad. No, she didn't die,
but yeah, pretty much.
No, she basically did.
She's not the same person.
Yeah, she's not bending it like Beckham anymore.
No.
Do you know how to pronounce his name?
Igor
Tarabosov.
That's who she's engaged to.
Ebor.
It's
sure it's not Igor?
E-G-O-R. E-G-O-R. Well, they look...
She looks happy.
They look
She looks
happy.
Normal, though.
He is 22.
Wow.
Whoa. Whoa, yeah. Lindsay rocking the cradle a little bit, girl.
She is 29.
She's that old? Holy crap.
Yeah, I know. Wow, this is very interesting. Well, just had to say that because I thought that was very interesting to look down to. It was just like, I didn't even actually know she was dating. She's not really in the
yeah, there's
the
a
news
couple
right
of,
now.
Yeah.
There's a couple of women kind of going after younger guys right now. And like, I know Kate Hudson, who was just here a month or so ago. I know she's been going out with J.J. Watt from the Texans.
Is?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
I mean, honestly, though, like, she kind of kills the game.
She's
I
so
don't
awesome.
Think J.J. Watt, like, he kind of just seems like he's a bit of a... How old is he, though?
I don't know.
He's drafted in the NFL, like, he's probably 28, 29.
27.
27.
Wow, you were really close.
Yeah, you were. Kate Hudson's 36.
Ooh, but...
Wow.
But, I mean, Kate
Girl!
Kate
oh,
Hudson's
my gosh, her birthday's April 19th. That's my cousin's birthday.
Isn't yours the 18th?
Yeah, but...
Oh, okay.
I mean, hers is the 19th. I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty exciting. Goldie Hawn is her mom?
Yes. How does she not know this information?
What? You didn't know that Goldie Hawn
is
No!
I didn't know this either. So.
Oh, stop, Jeff.
I did not know
I
that.
Have
Whoa.
I'm a little
sorry.
Disappointed
Who is
in
her
both
dad?
Of you?
Do you know who her dad is? Bill Hudson. He's kind of irrelevant, I think.
Yeah,
I think he died.
No, he didn't. She just doesn't talk to
He's
him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard that they don't have a very good relationship. Just what I heard. Not exactly
Kate,
true.
Don't be mad if it's not true.
Just
something
I heard.
That's interesting. Anyway,
back to Hawaii.
The next Hawaiian island, Lahaina, is currently forming and will reach sea level in about 250,000 years. We
what?
Will be dead.
That's terrible.
Well, I mean, we will be dead.
Wow.
Hawaii also has the longest life expectancy in the U.S.
I could actually definitely believe that.
Uh-huh. Same
They're all happy on the beach.
Yeah.
You get to watch.
Like, no care in the world kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, it's like that easy living lifestyle.
What was that movie that was, oh my gosh, 50 First Dates.
Yes. I love
oh,
that. See, everything's
my.
Like filmed in Hawaii.
I love
That's
that
just
movie.
So good.
And Adam Sandler with the classic yelling Sandler moment.
She remembers me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Drew That's something a lot like him. He's funny. That was a funny movie.
I love that movie.
That was one of Sandler's like last funny movies,
mm-hmm.
pretty much.
I agree.
Pretty
he
much.
He was on such a good role. And
I mean, one of my favorite movies of all time is still Happy Gilmore. I love Happy
oh,
Gilmore.
Oh, yes.
I love Happy Gilmore.
Do you guys know that Drew Barrymore is one of, I don't know why, I'm sorry, I was getting Adam Sandler and Jimmy Fallon messed up, but they were on SNL together. But Jimmy Fallon's wife is really good friends with Drew Barrymore.
Random. Wow.
They're best friends. Isn't that weird?
Pretty weird.
It is
kind of
weird.
Maybe explains why Jimmy Fallon and Barrymore were in a few movies together then.
Maybe. Maybe that's it.
Maybe. Maybe that's how they became best friends. I don't know.
So I remember they were in that baseball movie together, right? There was like a baseball where he was like a huge Red Sox fan and.
Oh.
Really?
Fever Pitch.
Oh, you're right.
Yes.
And we can't forget about The Longest Yard.
Oh, yeah, with Sandler, yeah.
Yes, you guys.
These are actually really good. We're kind of getting into our next top 10. But these are the top 10 reason thoughts I had while rewatching 50 First Dates. And it's very interesting.
I love it.
Seeing Adam Sandler again is like turning on a Tamagotchi full of nostalgia and regret. Yeah, this is like super interesting because you think of this. there is no way that this guy actually pulls in all of these women.
Oh my god.
Because that's so true. Like, how is he getting all these women? I mean, obviously now that he's famous, it's like, what?
Yeah.
You know?
Because he's Sandler, I mean.
And he's a vet, so he must be more sensitive than he sounds.
Must be.
I mean, he can play the guitar. You know that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That is on the beach. True.
The That's penguin is the best character so far.
I agree.
And not just because we are penguins here at D.
That's true. We could be a little biased.
Let's see.
Should we get back to our Hawaii topic?
Well, we were on a Hawaii topic. But no, we finished. No, that was kind of done. I don't know if you guys have ever done the road to Hana, though.
Takes forever, windy roads, you get sick, not the best thing in the world. Then you show up and there's terrible weather.
Yeah, it wasn't good weather. I mean, you're in the car the entire time.
Where is this road?
It's in Maui.
It's on Maui, okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's just crazy. It took us
3 hours to
get there. Oh, it took us the whole entire day.
Yeah, and then you got to drive it back and the road, like, do you get car sick ever?
Oh, yeah, I can get car sick. Not like terrible. Oh. My sister's worse, but
She should not go on the road to Hana because
it's like a once in a lifetime thing, though. You have to do it one time,
experience it, but never do it again. I will not go back ever. But the road is literally like this, so windy the whole time. And like I said, after sitting in the car, not feeling very well, and then I showed up, the food was mediocre. And then the weather wasn't that great. You're kind of just like, oh, my gosh. Like, I drove here.
Oh, so there's a restaurant out there? Is that the...
I ate food. I remember that.
Okay.
I went when I was little.
You do? Yeah, there is some food. There's stands. It's a huge tourist trap, honestly. Okay. You can take, like, a picture in front of... It's beautiful. It's stunning. But it was kind of just like, okay, we're in the car. We could be, like, paddleboarding. There's so many other things you could
do. Sounds to me like you would need, like, a super sports car taken there and just...
Exactly. Mob it. Yeah, we didn't even get to the top, I don't think. I think we ended up turning around because we were like, why are we? We're literally driving in a straight. It's a hot mess.
Hot mess. Not good.
I just wanted to say
it was kind of my own personal
touch on Hawaii.
Yes.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Wow, you're kind of losing it today. What the heck?
I am. Also, I didn't know Barack Obama is from Hawaii.
Barack Obama.
So after our short commercial break, we are going to come back and do a which Barack Obama are you?
Ooh,
we will be right back with Coast to Coast with DJ Wonderless and DJ Pop 10.
Thank you.
Hello, hello. We are back. This is DJ Wonderlust in DJ Pop 10 on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. DJ Pop 10, what is next?
What is next? We're actually going to play a quick game of are you a Bruno Mars, and Bruno Mars is actually from Hawaii as well, or are you an Ed Sheeran?
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yep.
This could go either way for me.
I know. I was going to say.
You know, the internet's like really being very slow.
No idea what I was.
Because they both seem kind of like smooth.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Like,
oh,
Sheeran more in like his more like kind of more Jason Mraz-y kind of, you know, more acoustic, and Bruno Mars, you know, just he seems like kind of the like the serenade type, mm-hmm. you know.
I agree. All right, Jeff, we are going to quiz you on this one.
Yes.
Because you seem like you kind of want to know. I feel like deep down, Jeff kind of knows if he's like a, if he's going to be like a Bruno Mars, if he's like an Ed. So anyways.
Let's see what you are.
What is your, pick a movie out of all of these movies. Ready? Pitch Perfect, Breaking Dawn, The Fault in Our Stars, or The Hobbit?
Oh, man. I would, I guess The Hobbit.
Okay.
I mean, I don't really particularly like any of those movies that much.
Pick a music legend. Michael Jackson, Prince, Bob Dylan, Stevie Wonder.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Interesting, Jeff.
Why did you choose Michael Jackson?
He just seems like the biggest legend to me. Like, you know, he was quote unquote the king of pop, but I mean, yeah. He kind of, he's one of those guys that just kind of transcended. I mean, you could say that about all those guys, Stevie Wonder. Mm-hmm.
Just by this answer, I totally think I know who you're going to be.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Sunny or rainy?
Rainy.
Oh, I definitely know who you're going to be then. Who would you rather date, Rita Ora or Ellie Goulding?
Would you like pictures?
Yeah, this isn't like the best.
I'd say Ellie Goulding.
Yeah, I agree. I would agree with that. Pick a concert. Maroon 5, Travis McCoy, Snow Patrol, or the Rolling Stones?
The Stones, for sure.
Okay.
Ooh.
Pick a cartoon character. Oh, I know which one I would choose. Chucky, Alvin, Shaggy, Johnny Bravo.
We talking Rugrats, Chucky?
Oh, we're talking Rugrats, Chucky.
Oh, we're going Rugrats,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Pick a microphone. Okay, so show, yeah. So
we are showing
we're
some
going
photos.
Like, we have like an old school. We have a new school. We have like a
I'm
fancier
a,
version
I'm a sports
of new
broadcaster,
school.
And that old school mic mm-hmm. is kind of stereotypical Kay. Sports broadcaster.
You got Ed Sheeran.
Stop.
Jeff is an Ed Sheeran.
Don't worry about being a part of Bruno Mars hooligans because you are in the A-team. Oh my gosh. What do you think you would get? Let's see. We are going to start over and quiz DJ Pop 10.
Wait, I want to do which Barack Obama are you?
Oh, okay, let's do that one instead.
Do you want me to quiz you on this, Caitlin?
No. No.
You want me to quiz Jeff on it?
Yeah, we'll quiz Jeff.
All right, you just woke up. What do you do first? Read the New York Times on your iPad, get a cup of coffee at your local Starbucks, wake up your kids and tell them to get ready for school, check your to-do list.
The first one was get up and read the paper. That was it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I would do that one.
Read the paper?
Yeah.
Okay. What pair of jeans out of these do you like? We got like a Hanes version. We got like a little Hanes version. We got some Levi's.
I definitely would take the Levi's.
Okay. Got it. What would you like to drink? Wine, beer, champagne, mimosa, whiskey, drink. You prefer a spliff.
What is that?
Don't know what a spliff is. Is it like an inside
Well,
joke?
I know there is. I know there's one name for a... For a spliff, but it involves a, you know.
No, I don't think that's the right one.
Yeah.
So
I would take the whiskey.
The whiskey, okay. Who would you rather hang out with? George Clooney, Macklemore.
Macklemore.
Oprah, Bill Ayers, or Bill O'Reilly?
Oh, that's easy. Clooney, for sure.
Okay. Where do you get your news? MSNBC, Fox News, The Daily Show, Twitter, MTV, or CNN?
I would say that probably The Daily Show. I don't really watch that much news, but...
What? No. Pick your dream destination. Pakistan, Hawaii, Martha's Vineyard, Chicago, Iowa, or Charlotte?
Hawaii.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Hawaii. Good one. Let's see. Sorry. Next question. Pick a ride. Are we going with the classic limo? Or are we going with the SUV? Are we going up with the beat-up VW bus? Are we going with a beat-up red car, or are you going to bike it?
I'm going with the limo, the first.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Classy.
Oh, yeah, all the way.
Very classy.
That is classy. Which past president would you want to spend the day with?
Franklin Pierce.
Oh.
Rutherford B. Hayes.
Richard Nixon. Martin Van Buren. William McKinley.
Which one?
That's tough. I would say, can you repeat them again?
Richard Nixon, Franklin Pierce, Martin Van Buren, William McKinley, Warren G. Harding, Rutherford B. Hayes.
I would say Hayes.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you got President Barack Obama, so you are going to be president one day. That's pretty crazy. That's pretty crazy stuff. That's pretty good. That's kind of a horrible quiz.
I think it was because he chose the limo.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, I think that's
the classiest thing.
I
wonder what whiskey, the other options, you know, options whiskey are. Being the,
yeah, maybe.
You know, the big tumbler of whiskey. You know, you picture them like, sitting in their quarters. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe that's watched, what really did it.
Or if you watch House of Cards, you know, how Frank Underwood's got his, always got his scotch or something. You know,
yeah, that's true.
And his cigarettes.
Do you watch House of Cards?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, me too. But I haven't really seen the latest season. I'm still working on that one.
Ooh,
so.
It's good.
Really?
Yeah, there's some twists. I won't give anything away.
Oh.
Ooh. Okay. Good to know. I keep wanting to watch it, and then I keep forgetting. I don't know why. I just started a new show. It's called Ranch.
Oh, I watched that.
What is that?
The Ranch with,
yeah,
Kutcher?
Yes.
Yeah, I watched that whole.
He is so cute and hilarious. Yes, he is. At least he doesn't think he's cute. I think he's cute. But he literally, like, the whole show, the two brothers and the dad, hilarious.
All right. I've never
seen this
his
before.
Voice
what is this on? The Food
it's
Network?
It's a Netflix show.
It's on the Food Network?
Netflix. What the heck?
I watched like this whole.
Weird. That's kind of a weird
I watched
show.
Like the whole like first part of the first season in like a weekend, like 2 days. I just couldn't stop watching
it. Is this it?
Pretty
with
much.
These people?
No.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm aww. Sure DJ Haas or Nisa would. She would like the theme song of that. I know.
Yes.
She's kind of the old school country.
Oh.
It's every single time I watch the commercial, I think of her. Plus, I mean, there's stories. How have you not watched this? Like,
no.
It's hilarious.
Is it funny?
Yeah. Like,
it
some
is
of the
funny.
Comments they make are so funny.
And
I started watching Drunk
like
History on Hulu. Have you guys ever seen that?
What?
It's called Drunk History.
Drug history. No.
Drunk.
Not drug. Oh, I was like, drug history.
It's
drunk.
Like, they okay. basically start like saying this these random history facts, but they're all drunk, and it's the stupidest show in the world. And it's like, how did you guys become famous off this? But it's so funny.
There's a book that's kind of like that, except it talks about every president and their favorite alcohol / other substances. And that book was pretty funny. Like, talked about like how some of the presidents were kind of, you know, would maybe be a little overserved.
Oh, that's scary.
Not on the job, but like, you know, you wouldn't picture.
Oh my gosh.
You know, you wouldn't picture like, you know, just a few of the presidents like had their own barrels of wine made for them and stuff like that.
Interesting.
Very, very interesting. Well, thank you guys so much for listening for these last 8 weeks. We really enjoyed doing this show, and thank you so much, Jeff, for coming on our last show and doing Hawaii.
No problem.
We really enjoyed it. It was awesome. It was a great experience, and we are sad to see our seniors go. At least I am.
I'm so sad that this is ending.
I know. Me too. I had a lot of fun with it.
Like, I'm kind of surprised how much I really enjoyed this.
Me too.
I wasn't sure what to expect,
yes.
But after coming on here and, you know, we kind of just kind of give each other a hard time. We don't always agree.
She disagrees with everything that I say, and I do the same. It was the perfect partner in the world.
But we're still very good friends.
Yes,
so.
Of course.
Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening and taking the time each week on Tuesdays, 11 to 1. On Coast to Coast with DJ Wonderlust and DJ Pop 10.
This is it.
Yeah,
Signing
this is
off.
It. I know. I was going to say see you next week, but we won't. So
thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times they are a-changing.
You know you could have been a wonder, taking your surgery.